This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Finding a home in the GOP, social conservatives and Tea Party activists are having some trouble seeing themselves in the faces of the many front runners. Is the center holding once again in the GOP? Wither the old Reagan coalition on this Tuesday, December 6th? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Weighing in on social conservatives. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning.
The primary process is said to be more suited to the most ideologically motivated of party activists. So why are so-called social conservatives having some trouble showing their influence in the campaign right now? If you're looking for a presidential pardon, the numbers say you had better be white and have friends in high places, according to a report. And our conversation about young workers continues. The many facets of job experiences for the very young, separating valuable lessons from exploitation, which what you've been talking about.
My name is Dave from Madbury, New Hampshire. I was raised in a big family-run restaurant business. I started scrubbing pots and pans by the time I was 8 or 9 years old, something that young people need to learn as a real work ethic and that you have to work for what you want.
Give us your first job story. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, pluses or minuses. Go to facebook.com/thetakeaway. Let's check the morning's top headlines.
And we begin in Moscow. Thousands of protesters gathered following Russia's parliamentary elections, accusing Prime Minister Vladimir Putin's party of electoral fraud. In response, thousands of police and troops moved in, arresting at least 300 demonstrators overnight. During the vote, election observers say they witnessed flagrant ballot box stuffing, among other violations. Speaking from Germany, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also raised some concerns.
The preliminary report just issued by the OSCE International Mission raised a number of questions about the conduct of the elections.
The election results show Vladimir Putin's party, United Russia, maintaining its majority, but losing two-thirds control of parliament.
Two attacks in Afghanistan killed scores of Shiite worshippers, the first major sectarian attacks since the fall of the Taliban a decade ago. 54 people died in Kabul when a suicide bomber attacked a shrine, and 4 more people died in Mazar-i-Sharif when a bomb strapped to a bike exploded. The attacks came on the national holiday of Ashura, which Afghan President Hamid Karzai called unprecedented.
And in Southern California, they're still trying to clean up after fierce windstorms caused millions of dollars in damage in the Santa Ana winds. Thousands of people are still without power after days of winds reaching nearly 100 miles per hour ripped through that entire region. Also, world markets shaky after ratings firm Standard & Poor's warned 15 European nations could face a credit downgrade. That announcement came hours after French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel agreed on a proposal to rewrite the EU treaty. This is part of a whole week of meetings that will culminate on Thursday and Friday, trying to tackle the European debt crisis. And again, culminating with a summit in Brussels.
Droves of public workers across the country are retiring sooner than expected. In Wisconsin, more applications have been filed than ever before. And thousands more people in New Jersey filed for retirement compared to years prior. Our partner, the New York Times, reports that thousands are choosing to shift because of frozen salaries, increased health and benefit contributions. Asian markets closed down this morning, but European markets are mixed at this hour. Wall Street futures currently up. The Dow starts at 12,098 in the midst of that S&P report out of Europe. The Dow starts at 12,098. The S&P begins at 1,257, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,656. Coming up this hour, our conversation about young work experiences continues. We're going to be talking about an industry that has traditionally used younger workers, agriculture. But is farming really safe for kids? We're going to discuss that later in the hour. We want your thoughts. Here's a listener from Florida.
You have the rest of your life to work. Childhood, you only get once. It should be a time where you can be free of those sorts of responsibilities you'll face the rest of your life.
Do work experiences and education go together, or are they at odds in some way? We're getting a lot of responses from you. Text the word TAKE to 69866 and join the conversation. We're also hearing a new report on presidential pardons that shows the significance of race and connections in determining who gets a pardon. And the GOP race coming down to Newt Gingrich versus Mitt Romney. Where do social conservatives fit in? We'll talk about that in a few minutes.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.